In the demanding world of teaching, where you, as a teacher, continuously juggle numerous responsibilities, understanding the power of habits can be transformative. We're talking hydration, nutrition, and yes, even how to turn your classroom into a wellness sanctuary. Inspired by the incredible insights from Atomic Habits by James Clear, today's episode is your ultimate guide to not just surviving, but flourishing in the teaching world. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple, to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in.
First, we need to understand the habits and how they are the framework of our lives. Before diving into specific healthy habits, it's crucial to understand what a habit is. Habits are the small decisions and actions that we perform daily. According to James Clear in Atomic Habits, they are the compound interest of self-improvement. Over time, these tiny changes accumulate, leading to significant outcomes. Habits are the invisible architecture of daily life, influencing how we navigate both personal and professional challenges. Let's talk about breaking old cycles. One of Clear's key insights is the importance of breaking old unhelpful cycles. This involves being mindful of our routines and identifying cues that lead to undesired behaviors. To break a cycle, Clear suggests starting with small changes. For example, if an unhealthy snack is responsible for afternoon stress, replace it with a healthier option or a short walk, and this can initiate a positive change. Clear outlines four laws of behavior changes to establish a new habit. First, make it obvious. Design your environment to make new cues visible and apparent. Two, make it attractive. Bundle your habits with something you enjoy to make them more appealing. Three, make it easy. Reduce the friction associated with these new habits and start with small, manageable changes. Four, make it satisfying. Reward yourself for completing your new habit to reinforce the behavior. Now let's look at habits that you can cultivate to make sure that you are prioritizing these healthy habits in your classroom. One, hydration. The journey of being a healthy teacher begins with something as simple yet vital as hydration. Water is the essence of life, and its importance cannot be overstated. Drinking enough water each day ensures that your body and your brain function optimally, helping flush out toxins and maintain clarity. This simple habit can make a significant difference in your day-to-day teaching experience. Now, I get it. I love a good Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper, but even I am trying to drink more water. And what I have found is when I drink more water and not as many Diet Cokes or Diet Dr. Peppers or whatever your go-to drink is in your classroom, I actually think clearly and my patience level rises with my students. Number two is nutritious eating. Now we know this, right? We know that nutrition plays a crucial role in our physical and mental health. As teachers, your days are often long and demanding, making it essential to fuel your bodies with the right foods. Healthy habits in the terms of eating involve enjoying treats in moderation, incorporating more vegetables into your diet, practicing portion control, and ensuring a consistent, nutritious breakfast. Now, let me say this. I am the worst when it comes to eating breakfast. I often skip it, and that is something that I am in 2024 trying to break that habit. Even if it's something small, a granola bar, a little bit of fruit in a bowl, something that will just give my body some energy to get through that morning. Additionally, planning your meals can save you time and foster better eating habits. Another thing that I'm trying in 2024 and really leaning into is to make sure that I pack my lunch the night before so that I have something to eat for breakfast and lunch once I get to work. Number three is exercise. Physical activity is a cornerstone of maintaining good health. It's not about expensive gym memberships. It's about finding joy in movement. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance class, or a simple stretching routine, the goal is to move your body regularly. Remember, 20 to 30 minutes of daily activity can significantly impact your physical and mental well-being. Now, I want to say this. As teachers, we are on our feet a lot of the time during the day. But this is just our normal activity. You need to be adding something else into that activity. And if you are not a gym girly, I'm not a gym girly anymore. If you're not a gym girly who wants to like go to the gym and actually work out, then I suggest doing things like dance parties with your students in the classroom. Just get your heart rate going and get moving. Number four is something all teachers could use more of, and that is quality sleep. In Atomic Habits, James Clear emphasizes the power of small changes leading to significant results. This principle applies perfect to sleep. By aiming for 7 to 9 hours of sleep and establishing a calming nighttime routine, you set the stage for better health and improved mental clarity. Disconnecting from technology, I know it's hard, before bedtime can also help the quality of your sleep. Now, number five is mindfulness and unplugging. A key healthy habit for you is setting boundaries with technology. It's essential to unplug and give yourself time away from screens. Whether it's setting specific work hours or engaging in mindfulness practices, taking these steps can drastically reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Now listen, I'm not a real big woo-woo girl, but even I started doing this. I started journaling. Pen and paper. Yes, actually old school pen and paper. I started doing a little journaling right before bed, and I found that by not being on my screen right before bed, it really did help my brain to wind down and shut down. And journaling allowed me to get all of those thoughts that were running through my head out of my head, and then I was able to sleep better. Number six is self-care. This should be a non-negotiable. Self-care is not a luxury. It is a necessity. This can be as simple as reading a book, enjoying a hobby, or even just taking a moment to breathe and be present. Self-care is about doing things that replenish your energy and bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential for being the best teacher you can be. For me, that is learning how to draw. I decided back in late 2023 to start taking an art class, and I spend about 30 to 45 minutes each day working on some sort of art project. And sometimes on the weekends, I'll do a little bit longer sessions, but I really leaned into something that had nothing to do with school, that had nothing to do with work, and it was just something that brought me joy. Now, number seven is just some insights. James Clear's Atomic Habits offers valuable insights into habit formation that are particularly relevant for teachers. Clear suggests starting small, focusing on tiny changes that can grow into powerful habits. For instance, incorporating a 5-minute mindfulness practice into your daily routine can evolve into a more substantial habit that profoundly impacts your mental health. The key here is consistency and the willingness to make small incremental changes. Number eight is environmental wellness. Your physical environment, including your classroom, plays a significant role in your health. Maintaining a clean, allergen-free space can help prevent illness and create a more pleasant working environment. And we all know we've got some massive cleaning skills after a pandemic. Consider simple actions like regularly cleaning and having plants in your classroom to improve the air quality. Believe it or not, plants can make all the difference because they are putting oxygen back out into your classroom. And if you have a classroom that has no windows, no way to get any fresh air, this can be a solution. Number nine is community and connection. Healthy habits aren't just about individual actions. They're also about the community. Building strong relationships with colleagues can provide a support system that is invaluable for maintaining mental health. Whether it's sharing strategies, having a workout buddy, or just someone to talk to, these connections are crucial. Now, if you teach in a toxic environment, I am aware that those exist. I have taught in them before. This might mean that you need to look outside of your school building for those relationships. Number 10 is the long-term perspective. Incorporating healthy habits into your daily routine is an investment in your long-term health and your teaching career. As teachers, we have the power to influence not only our own lives, but also those of our students. By modeling these healthy habits, we can inspire our students to adopt similar practices. Remember that being the educational rock star you are involves more than just excelling in your classroom. It includes taking care of yourself.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.